All right, we'll continue down to number 9, firearm deer license unit changes. I believe Mr. Andrew Norton will be joining us virtually. There he is. Very good, Andrew. We can see you.
Perfect. Can you hear me?
And we can hear you. So when you're ready, go ahead and get started.
Great. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I'm Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. We'll present here agenda item number 9A on page 18. And this is an update to the license numbers in some counties in deer hunting units for the East River prairie deer hunting season. These changes, if action is taken on these, which would occur next month at the May meeting, so this is more of an informational item presented right now on what the recommended changes would be, but they would also affect the antlerless whitetail hunting units for the muzzleloader and archery deer season. So I'll jump right into what the summary is that under the commission administrative action table there, you can see the exact recommended changes to licenses in general. This is going to be a decrease in license numbers. Just a quick summary before I get into the justification for this, but it would be a 38% decrease in license numbers across 7 counties in southeastern South Dakota. That equals 860 fewer firearm deer licenses and 985 fewer deer tags. So quickly, the justification for this, it's hard to believe that we're still talking about the winter that occurred 2 years ago, given this mild winter that we've had this year. But if the commission will remember last year at about this time, during the April and May meetings, we spent a lot of time discussing recommended deer license numbers for the East River prairie deer season. There was a lot of concern about depredation by deer. Deer were congregating at the end of that severe winter, having effects to stored grain and other commodities that the producers had. And all the while, deer were also dying. So we were getting, I believe we shared a video of multiple deer found dead around a haystack. So it was a balance there to try to mitigate the damage that deer are having. A lot of desire to harvest more deer, but the recommendation and what the commission moved forward with at the time was to essentially hold the line and be more conservative because we knew a lot of deer were dying as a result of that winter. So fast forward now a year, we were able to get a lot more information. You get a much more clear picture of the deer population during the fall, so kind of after that winter has taken its course. Lots and lots of reports of much fewer deer across all of eastern South Dakota as a result of that winter. So I feel that there was some validation there that we were conservative with the license numbers. However, in particular in southeastern South Dakota, not only were they hit with that severe winter that might have been more severe than we expected, but we also experienced hemorrhagic disease losses in extreme southeastern South Dakota. So it was kind of a double whammy there for deer. And we were getting a lot of reports, a lot of information coming back that suggests numbers were really low. So the result is this recommended reduction in license numbers across 7 counties, basically starting immediately east of Charles Mix in Douglas County. So that Hutchinson and Bonham County moving east all the way to the border, including Turner, Yankton, Clay, Lincoln, and Union counties. As I mentioned, in addition to these recommended license changes, if the commission chooses to move forward with this, this will also essentially turn off the antlerless whitetail hunting opportunities for 3 counties, and those would be Clay, Lincoln, and Union counties. So last year, for muzzleloader and archery seasons, if a hunter obtained an LM1 license to harvest an antlerless whitetail deer, they could harvest antlerless deer in those 3 counties, Clay, Lincoln, and Union. And if you move to page 23, which is the exact same map as page 24, that will reflect that change with the hashed out counties in the southeastern corner of South Dakota. And that's kind of our focus area here for this recommendation. So at this time, no action would be necessary. Again, we would ask the commission to take action during the May meeting. Present it as an informational item right now to seek comment from the commission, input from the public as well over the next 30 days. And with that, I would be more than happy to take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions on the item before us? Andrew, I have a quick question. So, and I don't even know if there's an answer to this. If we move forward with this and we approve these changes to the deer license, typically do we know how long we would keep them at that? Is a year sufficient? Is 2 years sufficient? What would that look like?
Madam Chair, I'm happy you asked that question. There's a detail I didn't mention. So when I said last year the recommendations were made, typically with our big game seasons, we make recommendations for 2 years at a time. Waterfowl and small game would be different. Waterfowl every year, small game would be every 3 years. So when those recommendations were made and action was taken to allocate those licenses or specify those license numbers last year, the intent would have been for 2 years. This is an off year, and that's why you don't see an informational item, and we didn't do a lot of population modeling because it's an off year. But we wanted to be responsive to what clearly seemed to be a biological impact to the herd. So this recommendation would only occur for 1 year, and then we would get back on the typical biennial cycle next year when peer recommendations would first be presented in March of 2025, and that would be for a 2 year recommendation.
Okay, thank you for that answer. Any additional questions? Seeing none, we don't have to take action on this, so thank you. Andrew, do you want to move right into 9B at this point?
Yeah, Madam Chair, 9B and 9C were both kind of covered in my summary, but I'm certainly happy to take questions on those. Those are just purely informational items. Even next month, no action would need to be taken, and that was more serving illustrative purposes to show a figure of how that archery antlerless white-tailed deer unit map would change for 9B as well as for 9C. I can go through each one of those individually, but certainly can take any questions on either.
I don't think so. Any questions for Andrew on 9B or C? Seeing none, we are good to go. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.